back with Corey Swanson with The Roofing Dog and another podcast episode. We have shingle grades and options today, Corey. There's so many options out there. Folks may be a little overwhelmed, especially if they don't know what they're looking for or what really they're talking about. I would be in that category. Let's talk about the different grades and options that folks have when looking at shingles for roofing today.
Sure. A lot of people, the first question they ask is, A, what's the warranty? And then B, how long it's going to last? Shingle manufacturers, they've kind of gone to writing like a 50-year warranty across the board on most of their architectural shingles, which is what you see on most houses nowadays. A 50-year warranty is a pretty long time. So when we meet with the customer, I give them multiple grades within your typical shingle, what you'd see on most houses. And that grade can be a matter of thickness difference. But one thing I've really shifted to is a few years ago, a lot of shingle manufacturers started to put rubber in the base of their shingles, which gives them a hail resistance. We've all seen a lot of hailstorms around here over the past few years. Everyone in the state has, really, all over. So shingle manufacturers started mixing rubber into some of these shingles to give them hail resistance and impact resistance.
Does that make the shingle a little heavier? So I'm thinking now with the weather that we see here in Central Illinois with hail, with wind, a little bit more heavier of a shingle may be less prone to blowing off?
Yeah, the rubber-based shingles are incredible. They make the shingle actually more flexible too, which really helps with the blow-offs. Shingles blow off because they can get really dried out and brittle, and then they just blow and they can snap like a cracker. This rubber base gives the shingles a lot more pliability. They seal down a lot tighter, so the seal is incredible on these rubber-based shingles. And the flexibility that the rubber keeps them from freezing hard in the winter, and the shingle is more pliable to prevent that blow-off also.
Well, and one could deduct from that as well that that may reflect a little bit as far as the temperature inside the house, too. Especially if you're either having a lot of sun beating down, or if you're maybe not having, or you're having a lot of wind, you have a little bit more resistance to climate control the house a little bit better.
Correct? Yeah, and we can actually address the ventilation too. That's one thing we do with customers is look at their ventilation system. What do you have coming in from the overhangs of your house? Because you got to have air coming in the overhang of your house, and then it goes out the peak. So you want that whole air to flow in from the bottom and out the top. More than the shingles, a lot of times, that's what can create a real heat buildup from people is that improper airflow. So as we're looking at the roof and seeing the condition of the plywood underneath the roof, we're also looking at how's that air flowing through the attic to keep things breathing properly.
Absolutely. Price for shingle grades and options. There's a little bit of difference. You're going to pay for quality. We all know that, but is there anything else that figures into that?
So the rubber-based shingles that we were talking about are really unique because I have two grades of rubber-based shingles that I offer. And both of them, actually, most of your insurance carriers are going to give you a homeowner's discount on the rubber-based shingles because of the hail resistance. So they're not replacing, the insurance companies aren't replacing as many roofs.
Sure.
So that brings down the cost of those upgraded shingles quite a bit. And then you get on that high-end shingle that's, instead of maybe only lasting 30 years, 35 years, this higher grade shingle is going to last into that 40-year range. I'm pretty confident when I tell customers, hey, this shingle is probably going to last 40 to 50 years on this high-end rubber-based shingle. And the manufacturer writes the warranty for 50. So the price difference, it's not substantial between upgrading to that shingle that you should get a good solid 40 years plus of instead of 25 to 30.
And it means less times that you'll have to go and see that roof.
Yeah, which makes me feel good.
Absolutely. For folks that want to reach out to you to either schedule an appointment or to have you look at their roof to see what they may need, how do they reach out?
The best way, you can go to the website, theroofingdog.com. You can learn more about us there, and then you can type in your info and we'll get in contact with you. Or you can call my wife, Melissa, in the office, 217-355-7663.
That's Corey Swanson with The Roofing Dog. We will have more episodes of the podcast both on air and on our website moving forward. I'm Chad Baker.